This is St. Louis Public Radio. Castlewood State Park in Baldwin has drawn thousands of visitors each year since 1974. But what was there before it was a park? That question has been in the back of Joel Verhagen's mind for years, so he submitted it to our Curious Lewis series. St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon took a trip to Baldwin to find out.
Joel Verhagen first visited Castlewood State Park more than a decade ago. He's kind of a history buff, and he started wondering, what was here before it was a park? So he decided to ask us to hunt down the answer. And that's how Joel and I end up hiking a gravel path at Castlewood on a blazing hot summer day. We take a break to catch our breath, and that's when we spot something. Old concrete steps built into the hillside.
Whoa, so many stairs. Oh, this is getting worn away from when the water rushes down.
Yeah. Is this gonna hold my weight?
The stairs are covered in moss and literally falling apart. The question is, why are they here? I decide to visit park manager Jeff Bonney to get some answers. He says the park was a bustling summer resort area in the early 1900s.
There were a couple hundred buildings here around that time, so ranging from clubhouses to dance halls, place to get a haircut, place to get ice cream, and place to get some whiskey.
Bonney says thousands of people used to visit every weekend, usually coming by train and climbing up those concrete steps to cabins tucked in the hills. The walls of his office are covered in black and white photos. He points to one of Lincoln Beach, a sandy, man-made beach once along the Merrimack River.
There's dozens and dozens and dozens of canoes and hundreds of people, and some people are just sitting in their canoes. Some people are sunbathing out.
The stores, the clubs, the dance halls where those tourists spent their evenings, they're all gone. Bonney says that whenever they work on the water system in the park, they discover old water lines running everywhere, showing that there was once a building here or one over there. But here's the strange thing. Only a few foundations are left. So where did they all go?
So every time it floods, it always drops sand and silt and rock and whatnot, and you know, even the ground outside the park office and even around the Merrimack could be multiple feet higher than it was.
So those old foundations, Bonney says, are probably buried under years of sand and silt. And many of the people who visited the old Castlewood Resort are long gone too, which makes it hard to piece together its history. But not all of them.
My name is Alice Young Mertz. And I grew up in Castlewood from the year approximately 1949. And we lived there in a clubhouse backing up to the Merrimack.
The little clubhouse was up on stilts, and it was pretty rustic. One big bedroom where Mertz slept in bunk beds with her four siblings, and an outhouse. Mertz is 81, too young to remember the resort in its heyday. But she says many of the big inns and clubs were still standing back then, including one called the Lone Wolf.
Through the years, the Lone Wolf Club drew the imagination because it was supposedly a speakeasy.
They had stone pillars and gates, and you couldn't get in there.
That's Pete Young, Alice's younger brother. The Lone Wolf, which was right on the edge of what's now Castlewood State Park, was a speakeasy that served alcohol during Prohibition in the 1920s. Alice and Pete say their dad was actually a bootlegger around that time. And according to local lore, the club once had a network of underground tunnels.
It was a big, huge stone mansion, I would say.
Very ornate-looking stone work.
It was probably the classiest joint in Castlewood.
Even as kids, they heard stories about the Lone Wolf and Castlewood's wild past. And nowadays, that's pretty much all that's left. Stories. I'm Shayla Farzon, St. Louis Public Radio.